You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's the post-game pod, everybody. Let's plate this dish on a Sunday, October 25th. The Detroit Lions pull off a miracle. A miracle. Remember a few years ago, the 10-second runoff that cost them the game against these same Falcons at Ford Field with Golden Tate? Not today. The Detroit Lions come back down 22-16 with a minute to go. Matthew Stafford leads them down the field and hits T.J. Hawkinson. His time expires with 11 yards out to win it. Matt Prater with the extra point. That won it. 23-22 Detroit over Atlanta. Matt Derry with you. It's the postgame pod on the Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. And we're brought to you today by Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season will be different. It is different. Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. You're probably freaking out right now. You can't believe the Lions pulled that off. The Lions, at some points you said, how do they lose to this awful Falcons team? Other times you said, how are they going to win this game? They're awful. But regardless, you're having a Pepsi. It's the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the league's football watchers. Pepsi, made for football watching. The Twitter is at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, Detroit 23, Atlanta 22. I'm hoarse from yelling at the television. Stafford pulls it off, leads him down the field, 75 yards to pay dirt. We're going to get game balls. We're going to do your tweets. We're going to bring everything we can to the buffet right here, right now in the postgame pod. It's stunning. It's stunning because the Atlanta Falcons are the dumbest, stupidest team I've ever seen. Now, did the Lions go win this game? Absolutely they did. They had to make plays at the end of the game. They had to block for Matthew Stafford. Kenny Galladay made a huge catch. Obviously, Hawkinson at the end. You got to give Stafford the nod, man. Down 6, minute to go, no timeouts. He made plays. He made it happen. All right? Many people will knock Matthew Stafford. I was ready to knock Matthew Stafford because he wasn't doing enough. He wasn't doing enough when you're paid around $30 million a year. But you know what? When it came down to it, down 6, minute to go, no timeouts, he led him on down the field, on the road. I know there's no fans in the stands. I know it's not loud. There's a few fans. But you know what I mean. Stafford made plays. And on the last play of the game, spiking the football after the review of the catch, everybody was you know, feeling good, looking good. Get the spike, 3 seconds now, 2. Get the play call. Stafford out of the shotgun, stood in there, didn't panic, found his tight end, T.J. Hawkinson with the biggest catch of his career, and the Lions win 23-22 to get to 500. We said at 1-3, the Detroit Lions have got to go on the road and beat two bad teams. And that's exactly what they did. Jacksonville is awful. The Falcons are a choking dog. They're terrible. Matt Ryan, come on. It's not like Joe Biden. Come on! All right? But the Lions did it. No matter what you want to say these two teams are bad, I'm not going to argue with you. But today, this was a good win. This was a win they had to get. The Lions are 3-1 on the road. Unbelievable. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the positives. Let's stay positive. Number one, Stafford, 25 out of 36 for 340 yards, a passer rating of 108.6, his one touchdown pass at the buzzer to Hawkinson. I do want to say one thing that's not positive, and that is Danny Amendola and Jamal Agnew both taking their helmets off to celebrate is one of the stupidest things you could do. Guys, the game is tied. What are you doing? Leave your helmets on. There were Lion players, defensive players, running on the field thinking the game was over. Of course they're going to draw a 15-yard unsportsmanlike flag. So the extra point that Prater had to kick had to be a 48-yarder to win the game. He'd already missed earlier in the game. Like, what are you doing, guys? That was just vintage Lions. Vintage Lions. Kenny Golladay, my God, what a monster. How did Darrell Bevell only target Kenny Golladay twice in the first half today? What on earth is that? The Atlanta Falcons were the 31st rated pass defense in the NFL. 31st. That's second last. Throw the ball and throw it to number 19. Six catches, 114 yards. Some huge grabs today in traffic. The big one that got him down to the 11-yard line at the end. Only targeted seven times. Look, Julio Jones on one leg at 60% with a hamstring, he was targeted nine times today. Something called Russell Gage got seven targets. Kenny Golladay's got to get the football. He is fantastic. Got to give Matt Prater the nod today. I know he missed the one from 48 yards out, but Matt Prater today nailed two 50-yard field goals. Jack Fox continues with the punting. The defense today was not horrible. Was not horrible at all. Two very, very long drives where the Falcons went 90-plus yards. Not a good look. Still not enough pressure today. Matt Ryan was sacked twice. That's not good enough. But Romeo Okwara with the strip sack. You know, look, the Lions made enough plays today to win. They made enough plays today to win. But I got news for you. They got help today. They got help today. Raheem Morris is an interim coach. If anybody thinks Raheem Morris is going to become the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and thinks, oh, the players are playing hard for him, and, man, they got good energy. Not after today. That was some of the single dumbest coaching I've ever seen. Raheem Morris on fourth and five elects to go for it instead of kicking a field goal. That would have won them the game. That would have won them the football game. He elected to go for it, which was a stupid move, and Trey Flowers made a nice play. The Lions had a little pressure on Matt Ryan for once, and the Lions had life. And then, with a minute 12 to go, James Franklin, the ghost of James Franklin from yesterday with Penn State and Indiana, arrived at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in the form of Raheem Morris. If you take two or three knees and kick a chip shot with Koo, your kicker, it's over. And the Falcons win 17-16. Instead, Morris elects to hand Todd Gurley the ball, and smartly, Matt Patricia told his defense not to tackle him. Let him score. The only moron was Will Harris making an attempted tackle at the 5-yard line. Why is Will Harris on the field? Why is Jalen Reeves-Maybin on the field? Can the Lions put their best defenders on the field and leave them out there? Will Harris is trying to tackle Todd Gurley. Will, what are you doing? What are you doing? Gurley breaks the tackle, gets to about the 1/2-yard line, realizes, uh-oh, I better fall down. But he didn't fall down. He fell down too close to the end zone. Touchdown. The Lion players were wanting him to score a touchdown. Jamie Collins put his hands up like, touchdown. What a gift. What a gift. Thank you, Raheem Morris. And for Indiana yesterday on Saturday, thank you, James Franklin. Same thing. Why are you scoring when you could just take knees and kick field goals and the clock runs out? It's the same thing yesterday with Penn State. Same exact thing. What a gift. But the Lions took advantage of that gift. Gurley scored. They got the two-point conversion. Fine. 22-16. But you gave Matthew Stafford the ball with time left to go down and score. And that's exactly what he did against that porous pass defense. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Lions win. I can't even believe it. 23-22. It's the post-game pod. We got to talk about the defense. We got to hand out game balls. I've got to rip Darrell Bevell. I will do that coming up next. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play pro football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. All right? Pepsi is a refreshment You need to power through any game day. You want to watch Kenny Golladay do his thing, whatever it is. All right? You watch him make plays. You got a Pepsi next to you. That's what being a football watcher is all about. Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for you, those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Locked On Lions, Matt Derry with you. Post-game pod, Lions win 23-22 over the Falcons. Stafford to Hockenson on National Tight Ends Day. How about that? I told you guys the other day, and I tweeted it out this morning, Hockenson was going to have a big day. The Falcons stink against the pass. Yet, for much of today's game, why Darrell Bevell continues to force-feed Adrian Peterson makes no sense. Look, Adrian Peterson had a nice start to his Lions career earlier in the season, but teams are starting to figure out that he's 35 years old. And oh, by the way, the Lions don't run very well between the tackles. You've got a $28 million a year quarterback. And on second and short, third and short, you're not putting the Lions, Darrell, in a position to be successful. These dive plays on two straight third and ones, and then the fourth and one that they went for it in the first half, where like Jones is in motion and you just hand it to Peterson, is a horrible call. Darrell Bevell needs to get his head out of his ass. Seriously. Earlier in the game, the Falcons blitzed a couple times, and it freaked Bevell out to the point where he stopped letting Matthew Stafford be Matthew Stafford. Can we let Matthew Stafford be the guy? Guy threw for 340 today. But the last 75 yards were all on the last drive when you had to throw. That should be the way the Lions play all of the time. I have no problem with them wanting to run the football more. But you're facing the worst, second worst pass defense in football. And we're handing the ball down on dive plays to a 35-year-old running back? Shame on Darrell Bevell. Why is it that this football team, the first 15 plays scripted, they're crisp, they're concise, there's some creativity there. And then Bevell goes into this shell in the second half. The Lions scored 13 second-half points against the Falcons, who, by the way, are 1-6. They suck. Come on, Darrell. Open this thing up a little bit. You got a studded receiver in Kenny Golladay. You got a pretty darn good tight end in TJ Hockenson. You've got DeAndre Swift, who you can use out of the backfield in multiple ways. You have a home run hitter in Marvin Hall, who today was targeted once. Marvin Jones is a good receiver. Get these guys the football. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Hayden Hurst today combined for 19 catches. Golladay, Marvin Jones, and Hockenson combined for 15. That shouldn't be how it is. Get your guys the ball. Let Stafford do his thing. You could tell that Stafford's frustrated in this offense. So that was a huge issue today. Huge issue. Because you should have more than 23 points against that bad, bad Atlanta defense. Man, Golladay is so good. So good. You got to pay that guy. Kenny Golladay is a stud. He's an absolute stud. As far as running the football today, the Lions' run defense did a nice job. All right? Now, they let Todd Gurley in for that freebie, but other than that, Falcons ran for 66 yards today. This is now a couple of weeks in a row since the awful New Orleans performance that the Lions' run defense has started to step up a little bit. Guys have started to play better. All right, you see an impact that Jamie Collins has in the run game. You see that Danny Shelton is clogging up some holes and some lanes in there. Jayron Kearse, as a safety, is good against the run. So those guys did a nice job today. Deshaun Hand had a couple of tackles. Oruwariye comes up from his cornerback spot, made a nice play on an angle against Todd Gurley. Oh my God, did anybody see when Jared Davis tried to shoulder pad Todd Gurley on that run play where Gurley went for, I think it was 13 yards? Jared Davis had a nice run blitz today, but man, oh man. When he's at middle linebacker in a rundown, like second and five, and you know they're running, you just hope and pray that he can like get lucky and wrap up somebody. But the defense did a decent job today. Yes, Matt Ryan threw for 338 and a touchdown. I thought the zone defense was way too soft today. Again, too much time to throw. But look, when they got pressure, look what happened. Okwara with the strip sack. And he's going to be one of my game balls, which we will hand out coming up momentarily here on the post-game pod. Lions win 23-22 over the Falcons. Got to tell you about Built Bar today. I had a peanut butter brownie Built Bar, and I was excited about it. Had it right at a halftime of the game today. I was talking to my boy Nathan Litke today. He loves Built Bars. Abe from Dearborn. Do you guys remember Abe from Dearborn, the legendary caller? He just ordered a box of Built Bars. He DM'd me today. He's got them down in beautiful Dearborn. What are they? They are an amazing snack or breakfast, whatever you want. They're a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They're awesome. The new ones are my favorite. I love caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia. Had the apple almond crisp the other day. They're good for you as well. They're great for the health conscious guy. Low calorie, low sugar, high in protein. Seriously, the cookies and cream taste like a marshmallow candy bar, and it's only 130 calories. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, let's hand out some game balls. Lions improved to 3-3 today with a 23-22 win over the Falcons. It's the post-game pod right here on this Sunday, October 25th. First game ball, I mentioned it before, is going to go to Romeo Okwara. He now leads the Lions in sacks. The Lions have 8 sacks on the year. Romeo Okwara has 4 of the 8. Strip sack, forced a fumble, led to a Prater field goal, as the Lions again went too conservative. But, 2-sack day for number 95. He's starting to step it up. He did a nice job. Romeo Okwara gets a game ball today. That is for sure. I got to give another game ball to Jack Fox. How about a 67-yard punt, 2 inside the 20, and average 59 yards in his 3 punts? This guy's been a godsend. Godsend. Pinning the Falcons back deep on a couple of occasions, only to watch the Lions' defense allow them to score. But regardless, Jack Fox gets a game ball today. He was tremendous. Kenny Golladay, of course, 6 catches, 114 yards. Long of 29, T.J. Hockenson gets a game ball. You have to give one to the hero. Never gave up on his route, got free, broke free, made the catch in the end zone. That's pressure, man. That's a lot of pressure at the end of a ball game. No time on the clock. You have to catch the football. He secured it. 5 catch, 59-yard day for T.J. Hockenson, including the 11-yard touchdown catch. And Matthew Stafford, all right? Threw for 340. Passer rating, which I always mention on this show, at 108.6 is so vital and important. He was the guy today. Matthew Stafford did a heck of a job. And you got to give props. I know a lot of you are going to say you're crazy, but Matt Patricia deserves some credit for something. Fourth quarter of this football game, and the Lions at third and short, once again, terrible play call. Adrian Peterson gets stuffed. Patricia elects to have Jack Fox milk the clock down, look like they're trying to draw the Falcons off sides. The Lions don't snap the football, meaning they got a couple of extra minutes there, or a couple extra seconds there, for their staff up in the booth to take a look to see if the Falcons had 12 men on the field on the play before. Patricia throws the challenge flag, says, we think there's 12 guys on the field. Astutely, it was the right call. Busted the Falcons for 12 men, gave the Lions an automatic first down, and they ended up, yes, kicking a field goal. But regardless, those are 3 points the Lions needed, and Matt Patricia should get some credit for that. 23-22 Detroit over the Falcons. I promised some of your tweets. Let's see what some of the people had to say today. Joe Raymond writes in at Derry Speaks, thievery. Turner Batdorf says, Stafford is not going anywhere, in all caps. That's my quarterback, Brandon Carpenter. Did we finally see dagger time? I guess so. Christopher says, so lucky Patricia gets bailed out by Todd Gurley scoring on accident. Yes, the Lions got very lucky. Evan says, Lions suck, but Stafford is a sex god. Yes, I said it. Okay. John at Spartan DE, Lions need a better get back coach. Yeah, because the players were all running on the field and I was freaking out. We were all freaking out. Lions win 23-22. It's been the postgame pod here on Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Join us all week. We'll do the crossover on Thursday, Locked On Colts. We'll talk to the Locked On Colts people. Indy, with 2 weeks to prepare, is next at Ford Field. It's a good football team coming into town next week. But the Lions sit at 3-3. I'm going to catch my breath on this postgame pod, Locked On Podcast Network.